Title: Distortion Chain Basics Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing distortion chain basics for drum and bass in Ableton Live using only stock devices. And here's the big mindset shift. In DNB, distortion isn't just make it louder and crunchy. It's controlled tone shaping. We're adding harmonics, density, and presence, so your bass speaks on small speakers and your drums get attitude without turning into static. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two practical chains. One for bass, the classic clean sub plus nasty mids approach, and one for drums or breaks, for punch and grit without murdering your transients. Let's start with the bass chain first, because it teaches the core concept. Keep the weight clean, distort the character. Part A, rolling DNB bass distortion chain. Clean sub, aggressive mids. Step 1. Start with a simple bass source. Create a new MIDI track. Drop operator on it. Set oscillator to a saw wave. Keep course at 1.00. Turn the filter on. Set it to LP24, and set the frequency somewhere around 250 Hz. We'll move it later, it's just a starting point. Now write a simple rolling pattern. Keep it classic. Notes around F1 to A1, mostly eighth notes, and add one or two little syncopations so it has that DNB bounce. And yeah, keep it simple. Right now we're learning the chain, not writing the tune of the year. Quick coach note before we add anything. Gain staging. If your bass is slamming into the red already, distortion will feel unpredictable and you'll clip stuff by accident. As a quick checkpoint, aim for the bass before the distortion chain to peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. You can just pull down the track fader or operator level a bit. Clean in, controlled out. Step 2. Split sub and mids using an audio effect rack. After operator, drop an audio effect rack. Create two chains inside it. Name them SUB and mids. On the SUB chain, add a Q8 and low pass at around 90 to 120 Hz. Use a steep slope if you want a tighter split. Think 24 or even 48 dB per octave if you're being strict. On the mids chain, add another EQ8 and high pass at around the same point, 90 to 120 Hz. What you've done is huge. You've basically told Ableton, my sub is sacred. Don't mess with it, because distortion on sub can remove the weight, make it inconsistent. And on big systems it can feel like your bass is wobbling in a bad way. We want clean low end and dirty attitude above it. Bonus stability move. On the SUB chain, drop a utility after the EQ and set width to 0%, so the sub is mono. Low frequencies in stereo can feel wide in headphones, but collapse weirdly in clubs. Mono discipline is your friend. Step 3. Add distortion to the mids chain in multiple lighter stages. This is where people go wrong. They grab one device, crank it to 100, and wonder why it sounds like sandpaper. In DNB, a more pro approach is multi-stage distortion. A little warmth first, then character, then control. On the mids chain, add devices in this order. First, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on, most of the time. Then adjust the output so the volume matches when you bypass it. We'll talk more about that in a second. What saturator is doing here is giving you harmonics and glue, like a pre-cook before the more aggressive stage. It thickens the mid-range so the next distortion grabs onto something musical. Next, overdrive. This is a big one for DNB bass presence. Set the frequency control somewhere around 700 to 1500 Hz. That frequency knob is basically where the distortion bites. Drive around 20 to 45%. Tone around 40 to 60%. Dry slash wet around 30 to 60%. And here's the teacher trick. Don't just set and forget that frequency. Sweep it slowly while the bass plays. You'll literally hear the growl zone lock in. Often it's somewhere between 600 Hz and 2K. When it hits the right spot, your bass suddenly sounds like it has a voice instead of just fuzz. Optional but powerful. Auto filter after the overdrive. Set it to bandpass or low pass. Add a little resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. This is how you turn flat distortion into talking movement. Even a tiny sweep across bars can make a roller feel alive. Then, glue compressor to control peaks. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And you can turn soft clip on here too, especially for bass. The glue isn't there to smash it. It's there to catch those sharp distortion spikes so the bass feels solid and consistent, not pokey. Quick extra. Put a spectrum at the end of your mids chain. As you increase drive, you should see more harmonic information above the fundamental. That's good. But if you see the big hashy carpet building above like 8 to 10K, that's fizz. It might sound exciting for 5 seconds, but it'll hurt later. That's your cue to tame top end with a cue or a filter. Step 4. Level match. Non-negotiable. Distortion almost always gets louder, and louder will trick your brain into thinking it's better. So do this. Toggle the whole mids chain on and off. Not just individual devices, the whole chain. Then adjust the saturator output, the overdrive dry slash wet or output level, or the chain volume fader inside the rack until the perceived loudness is similar in both states. If you want to be extra clean about it, map a macro to the mids chain volume only, and use it as your distortion loudness trim. Then whenever you push drive, you pull that trim down to keep yourself honest. Step 5. Add macros for musical control. Open the rack's macro controls. Macro 1. Call it mids drive. Map it to saturator drive and overdrive drive. Keep the ranges sensible, so the macro doesn't go from nice to destroyed in the first 10%. Macro 2. Call it tone or focus. Map it to overdrive frequency and your auto filter cutoff if you added the filter. Macro 3. Call it mids level. Map it to the mids chain volume. Now automate macro 2 over 8 or 16 bars. This is an arrangement cheat code in DNB. Same notes, same rhythm but evolving tone. Instant progression. This audio version is shortened for playback.